great.
So, Emily, you just had a bill pass out of the House. This was the one sponsored by Bill Lant that would extend from, it's 30 days, right? 30 days to 30 business days. The length of time that caseworkers have to investigate cases of child abuse, I think kind of recognized by many connected to the issue and to the representative himself that that's a step in the right direction, but not really going to broadly address the issues. Let me back up a second. What is the reason that the length of time that investigators have to do those investigations is so important?
We really believe that the quality of the investigation is of paramount concern, and that we want quality investigations, not necessarily quick investigations. We want these investigations to be done in timely ways, but sometimes they just can't be completed within the statutory framework that is currently set up. And so by extending some of the timeframes and looking at some of the other issues that surround this statute and some of the problems that have emerged, we want to create a structure that allows Children's Division to be able to investigate child abuse and neglect in a really thorough manner. And sometimes that just simply can't be done within the 30-day time frame.
I think it bears mention, though, that this really became an issue with a couple of cases that are now before the Supreme Court, didn't it?
Yes. Basically, in late last year or mid last year, there were two court cases out of the Western and Southern districts that said that the current statutory framework around how Children's Division investigates child abuse and neglect, that the 30-day timeline for completing the investigation and the 90-day time frame for notifying the alleged perpetrator, that those time frames were mandatory, not directory. And Children's Division had been using them and in general completed most investigations by those dates, but there were in certain cases, were extending those time frames, and the court's holdings were that they can no longer do that, that if they exceed that 90-day time frame, Children's Division can no longer make a finding on a case. So they cease to have any jurisdiction in the case after that 90-day time frame, which has put a lot of cases into jeopardy. Any cases that were over that 90-day time period, once those court cases came down, were done with. There was no further action that Children's Division could take on them. And so these are currently the parameters that Children's Division has to operate under, is that these time frames the courts have held are mandatory, not directory. And there's currently, those cases were heard at the Supreme Court earlier this year, and we have been, or it was probably late last year, and we've been waiting for a ruling from the Supreme Court to clarify whether they are directory or mandatory. And we have felt that we need to proceed with a legislative action to correct this in the event that the Supreme Court does uphold the lower court rulings.
All right. And, of course, the implication that is of concern to you there is then that you could have cases where abuse is actually happening, but the investigation is scrapped, and so it is allowed to continue to happen, right?
Yep, absolutely. I mean, when Children's Division doesn't meet these statutory timeframes, and there can be very good reason that Children's Division is unable to meet the current guidelines and statute, Children's Division is required to co-investigate with law enforcement. So law enforcement has no time frame for when they have to investigate this. So if law enforcement is limited or law enforcement is unable to complete some aspect of the investigation, then Children's Division can't complete their investigation. And so when we say that Children's Division no longer has jurisdiction after a certain time frame, there's nothing else that can be done to help a child that potentially could be in a really bad situation. So we want Children's Division to have the appropriate amount of time to be able to investigate, and we also want them to be able to have some flexibility in those cases and circumstances where perhaps law enforcement hasn't done the piece that they need to do. They haven't, perhaps a critical medical report hasn't came back. The cases that tend to be the most difficult are the fatalities, near fatalities, and sexual abuse. So our most serious cases are often the cases that are difficult to conclude within 30 days or 90 days. So we believe that it is really important that Children's Division be given the time that they need, especially with these more complicated cases, because children's safety, at the end of the day, this is about children's safety. And we need to be giving our investigators the amount of time that they need in order to be able to have a quality investigation that incorporates all the necessary evidence. And so sort of setting these arbitrary time frames as far as 30 and 90 days forces and can force our system to make decisions that aren't in the best interest of a child for the sake of expediency. And again, we would rather have quality than expediency.
All right. So what are you looking at doing? What are you looking at doing then potentially with the bill that came out of the House this week?
Well, I think that we're still kind of working through that. I think the issue is, as always, with kind of doing legislative work and the kind of interplay between the General Assembly and the executive branches, we want to strike an appropriate balance. I think the General Assembly has set in place these timeframes because they believe that in general, Children's Division needs to conclude these investigations within these timeframes. So we're trying to negotiate the appropriate balance to give them a little bit more flexibility, but this also the General Assembly is not interested in giving Children's Division a carte blanche to say you can conclude these investigations whenever you'd like to, because we know that's also not in children's best interest. So we're trying to balance these two things right now to give Children's Division a little bit more flexibility, particularly in our more serious cases, cases of fatalities, near fatalities, or sexual abuse, so that we're looking to perhaps create some more very narrowly tailored good cause exceptions for these time frames. And then I think we're also going to be really looking at what is the absolute best number that should be used. So it's a balancing factor. And so I think at this point we are still sort of discussing with this with Representative Lant, with Children's Division, and with Senator Dixon over on the Senate side. And I think that we've got some smart people that are trying to come to the table to figure out what the best public policy solution is. And I think we're most of the way there, but not entirely there. Again, we're just trying to strike a balance between understanding that there's good reason that the legislature put these timeframes in place, but what are some perhaps areas where we should allow some flexibility for Children's Division.
All right. So that that discussion then will likely happen when that House bill comes up in the Senate committee?
Yes. So we're hoping that by the time that it kind of gets presented in the Senate committee, that we will have language, and that we will know exactly what we can all agree on. Like, what does Children's Division feel is fair? What does the General Assembly, both Representative Lant and Senator Dixon, and then kind of course, Missouri Kids First as an outside kind of advocacy agency, listening to our people on the ground who have a lot of experience with working with Children's Division on these cases. So we're trying to kind of weigh all these things, and I believe we're really close to coming to an agreement that all of us can feel really comfortable and good about, and that will be presented at the time of the Senate committee is considering it. And I mean, we absolutely think that what passed out of the House is necessary and is good. We just think we probably need to go a little bit further, particularly around the 90-day time frame.
I assume, of course, that you were in the chamber when the House was debating that bill, and one of the things that some of the representatives did raise was the question of budgetary concerns in relation to simply hiring more investigators so they could address the larger caseload. Is that a discussion that's even happening? Is that a component of the discussion with this bill or any other?
Oh, absolutely. I think that we're actually doing some really good public policy work around what does it take to do quality child abuse investigations. And so the House Budget Committee right now and the House Appropriations Committee for Health, Mental Health, and Social Services have had a lot of discussion about what infrastructure, what sort of resources Children's Division needs in order to be able to provide quality investigations. We know that right now there's a real problem with caseloads in the state of Missouri. We know that there's a real problem with turnover within Children's Division, that oftentimes the people who are doing these investigations don't have enough experience to be functioning at the level that we feel our children deserve. And so we've been having a lot of discussions about what that takes, and I believe that the House Appropriations Committee made some very strong recommendations to the House Budget Committee. The governor, and I believe that they are adopting in general, I think there were some small changes made, the recommendations made by the governor on what we needed to do in, to increase resources for Children's Division. So absolutely, I would not be entirely that question that was raised on the House floor is critical to it all, and I'm really thankful that there are people that are that understand that there's a lot going on here. And I think that we are trying to address it in a comprehensive way because we have really seen some somewhat substantive increases in funding for Children's Division that are being considered right now in our House Budget Committee. And oftentimes, funding for Children's Division is probably not the issue that gets the most attention. That's oftentimes not what people are hearing about. We talk a lot more about education funding, but these very basic things that our state does to keep our children safe are so critical. If children aren't safe, they can't learn. Really, so much of the foundation of our society rests on the welfare of our children, and so I'm really thankful that we're having these discussions and that there are people at the General Assembly that really understand that this is something that is very multifaceted.